from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka reporting. Greece evenly split on bailout referendum. A poll of Greeks likely to vote in Sunday's referendum on a European bailout proposal indicates they are nearly evenly divided between an up or down vote. A poll of 1,000 people conducted June 30th and July 1st indicated 44.8% of respondents say they will vote yes on the bailout terms, 43.4% no, 11.8% undecided. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is campaigning for a no vote. With more, here's Latika Hoke for VOA.
Prime Minister Tsipras on Thursday appealed to Greek national pride as he urged voters to reject the conditions of an international bailout.
Despite the fact that we are in unprecedented economic difficulty, we must keep the core of our sovereignty. We will decide how to distribute the funds. We will decide where to make cuts. We will decide if and how we will maintain the combat effectiveness of our armed forces.
Many Greeks are critical of the proposed bailout deal, but not enough to want to leave the eurozone. The government has offered some last-minute concessions, but Europe's finance chiefs have refused any more negotiations before Sunday's vote. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. Suspected Boko Haram militants have killed nearly 150 people in attacks in northeastern Nigeria. In the worst attack, officials say 97 people were killed in the town of Kukawa near Lake Chad. In a separate incident, militants invaded a village near the town of Monguno and killed 48 people. Both towns are in Borno State, the epicenter of the six-year Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News. A senior Islamic State fighter from Tunisia has been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Syria. Tariq bin Tahar al-Harzi helped raise money for Islamic State militants. He was deemed the emir of suicide bombers by the U.S. State Department. Iranian nuclear talks prepared to enter a second week in Vienna with no visible sign of a breakthrough. British Foreign Secretary Philip Hammond says negotiators are still seeking agreement.
Well, what I would say is that the work goes on. You're going to see over the next few days ministers come and ministers going to maintain the momentum of these discussions. I don't think we're at any kind of breakthrough moment yet, but the work is continuing and we will do whatever we need to do to keep the momentum.
Now, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is to meet with Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif in Vienna on Friday on those key disputes that prevented the nuclear negotiators from meeting that deadline of June 30th. Chinese Premier Li Qiang is wrapping up a visit to Europe where he has signed a series of economic accords and trade deals. Several European countries have signed up to China's new Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, seen by some as a rival to the World Bank, which is based in the U.S. Henry Richwell reports from London.
For the past week, the red carpet has been rolled out across European cities for Chinese Premier Li Qiang's visit. Climate change was high on the agenda, but economics and trade dominated. Speaking at a summit in Brussels, Mr. Li said China and Europe should expand mutual investment and even make joint investments. China has created a vehicle for joint investment, the Asia Infrastructure Investment Bank, or AIIB, with 50 founding members, including Britain, France and Germany. Washington had urged its European allies against signing up. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Washington has voiced concern that the AIIB could be used to finance strategic aims rather than economic. The Chinese state-run news outlet Xinhua says at least four people were killed today when a strong earthquake hit the country's northwest region of Xinjiang. The sparsely populated area is about 1,800 kilometers from the regional capital. The United States has condemned in the strongest possible terms Thursday's ambush on a convoy of UN peacekeepers in Mali, where six people were killed, five more were wounded. A solar-powered Swiss airplane is scheduled to touch down Hawaii today after a record-breaking flight across the Pacific Ocean, the riskiest leg of its 35,000-kilometer trip around the world without using any fuel. The Solar Impulse 2 flew out of Japan early Monday after an unscheduled month-long stop because of bad weather. This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palka in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.